Hanukkah commemorates the reclaiming of the Holy Temple of Jerusalem during the Maccabean Revolt. It is not some kind of Jewish Christmas. Still with lights, prayers, and gifts in December, Hanukkah tends to get wrapped up in the same ball of snow and tinsel as Christmas, but Hanukkah has its own songs.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror.
No, maybe not nearly as many as Christmas. That is the late Theo Bikel with Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah. We turn now to Josh Kuhn from the Idelson Society for Musical Preservation. He joins us from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
What makes a good Hanukkah song?
Well, besides a good Christmas song, a good Hanukkah song has to involve, you know, lots of games. Dreidel, playing some more dreidel. maybe music for cooking latkes.
Potato pancakes, kind of.
That's right. A good Hanukkah song these days really is about festivity and singing along and having a good time.
Well, give us an example of some of your favorite Hanukkah songs.
It's funny, you know, my relationship to Hanukkah songs really comes through, I guess what you could say, the back door, but maybe it's the front door of Christmas songs. So first, like, my favorite Jewish Hanukkah songs are actually some of the greatest Christmas songs that have been written by Jews. But
yeah, I mean like White Christmas, Irving Berlin?
Yeah, like kind of, oh, all of them. Yeah, White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, most of the great, you know, English language American pop Christmas songs, you know, were written by American Jews. Some of the greatest Christmas albums are, of course, Christmas albums by American Jews like Barbara and Neil and Barry and the like. But I digress. You know, I think the history of Hanukkah songs, you really actually can't separate them from the history of the mainstreaming of Christmas as a holiday. So when Hanukkah starts to kind of be rebranded in the United States in the late 19th century, a big part of that rebranding was its songbook. What kind of songs could be written that could help popularize Hanukkah among Jews in the United States? One of the earliest steps in that was taking a traditional Hanukkah song that was originally written in Hebrew, Moatzur.
That's Rock of Ages.
And it becomes Rock of Ages in the late 19th century. This is a cantorial recording. This is actually from the incredible archives at YIVO in New York. And that choral tradition that might not sound so Jewish, that sounds much more either Christian or broadly just simply American, is no mistake, I think, that there was a conscious effort, particularly that was from the late 30s, but this really builds in the late 1950s, mm-hmm. when Hanukkah songs start to really sound like more mainstream American pop. Hmm.
Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
Originally performed on Saturday Night Live in 1994 to get a laugh. Has it become a classic in spite of itself?
Surely it's become, when you mention Hanukkah songs, that's probably the first song that anybody wants to talk about. Which is funny because really the song is... you know, uses Hanukkah as a way to get people to think about assimilation.
Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew.
And becomes a kind of outing of Jews who people maybe didn't know were Jewish, and a kind of proud naming, a roll call of American Jewish stars and celebrities. So really, again, it's a kind of example of a Hanukkah song that's not a Hanukkah song.
So drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuana. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Thank you.
The dreidel song was, for many American Jewish families, just about the only well-known Hanukkah song for years. There is, to my mind, a particularly fierce version by Aaron Baron Cohen.
Dreidel, dreidel, I made it out of clay. When I'm good, I'm ready, dreidel, I'm gonna play.
Now, dreidel, does this sound to you like the song of a, in this case, a British Jew who says, you know, I'm not going to sign on to any resemblance with Christmas music?
That's Friday Night at the Club, Scott. That's Friday Night at the Club. Yeah, I mean, I think that this is part of, there's been, you know, in recent years, there's been an attempt, and I think this is a great example of it, to kind of reinterpret or reclaim some of these songs, and in the spirit of, you know, the kind of definition of Hanukkah itself, of like, you know, rededicating, rethinking what Hanukkah can sound like. And I think that's a great example of, in a way, repopularizing, you know, these songs and maybe encouraging, you know, younger American Jews to maybe write some of their own.
Josh Kuhn from the Idelson Society for Musical Preservation. Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Yom Kippur, Shaina. Lichter ke de Freilige, nicht nur noch Azaina. Alle Nacht mit Rede lachen, spielen alle Kinder lachen. Heißer Lack, Gesessen, Schemen auf der Hände lachen.